I'm Cecilia Lay, and this is Fifth in Mission. The state reopening 2 weeks ago was the light at the end of the tunnel for me. Maybe it was for you too. For nearly a year and a half, I had limited my socializing to a handful of friends and family members. Some of them called me overly cautious, but I did my due diligence. I always had my mask on, and I even wore it around my pod. I'd been fully vaccinated for weeks, so I decided reopening week was my chance to rediscover the outside world. I listened to state recommendations, mustered my courage, and went out. I dined and drank indoors. I hugged friends. I laughed openly without a mask covering my mouth. It was amazing. A few days later, though, I started feeling what I thought was some mild allergies, a runny nose, some congestion, symptoms I haven't had in over a year. So I took a COVID test, and it came back positive. My heart dropped. It was the first time I let my guard down, and I felt incredibly unlucky. Or had I been reckless? I'm more than halfway through my quarantine. I record myself at home. And while my symptoms are very manageable, my confidence is bruised. It turns out breakthrough cases aren't as rare as we like to think, and it's been a rude awakening. No matter how good it may feel or seem, we must proceed with caution. Today, I'm joined by Chronicle reporter Aideen Vaziri, who is here to tell us what we should expect 2 weeks past the state's reopening. But with the Delta variant spreading rapidly, how should Bay Area residents think about COVID safety now? Aideen, we are 2 weeks post-state reopening. The world feels more open, and there should be a lot of reasons for optimism at this point. But how is the Bay Area doing when it comes to the latest COVID stats?
The Bay Area is doing really well, all things considered. I know there are some hot spots around the world, but here we have a really high vaccination rate, and case counts are declining. So pretty good, all things considered. We don't have Bay Area specific numbers, but as far as California, we have 59% of Californians fully vaccinated, and I think close to 68% have received at least one dose, which is really good compared to the national average, compared to the rest of the world. California is doing really well. This is the place to be right now.
Something to feel proud about for sure. We've talked about the Delta variant on the show before, and now it's causing enough of a concern where Los Angeles County health officials are strongly recommending people to wear their masks in indoor public spaces again, regardless of whether or not they're vaccinated. Can you remind us, why should we be worried about the Delta variant?
The longer the virus is around, the more it mutates and the more infectious it becomes. So the Delta is contagious right now. And around the world, it's really set back a lot of countries' progress. So what we know about it is that it's, 75% more infectious than the original variant, the strain of the virus. And people are getting infected more easily, whereas before it would take being in the same space with someone for several minutes. Now they're saying infection could happen within 5 to 15 seconds. So passing someone in a grocery store, if you're unvaccinated, can be dangerous. You can get infected.
And the recommendation that's being issued to LA residents, is that something that we should be concerned about here in the Bay Area? What does that mean for us?
Yeah, so LA, they've seen an uptick in cases, and they're acting proactively. It's more of a recommendation. It's not guidance. So they're recommending that people wear masks indoors again when they're in environments where they're not sure about the vaccination status of other people around them. I reached out to the California Department of Public Health and all the Bay Area county health officers, and they said they're not making those recommendations yet because the vaccination rates are so high in the Bay Area and because they believe the vaccines are so effective against all variants of the virus right now, including the Delta variant. So they're not putting their efforts there. They're really emphasizing that the people who are unvaccinated should get vaccinated. They're hoping they don't have to implement any of those restrictions that they pulled back on June 15th. So right now, it's more of a personal choice. But yeah, Bay Area counties and the state are not recommending masks indoors for vaccinated people yet.
And is guidance going to vary from Bay Area county to Bay Area county? Is local jurisdictions making their own determination on what would be safe for their residents at this point?
You know, there are 58 counties in California, and nine of them fall under the Bay Area region. And that's been one of the confusing things, is every county has had its own rules. And then on top of that, every city, you know, San Francisco has had different rules from the county, and the county's had different rules from the state, and the state has had different rules from the U.S. So, you know, like everything in the past 14, 15 months, it's going to vary by region. And a lot of it is going to come down to personal choice and personal risk assessment.
We'll be right back. You can support Fifth Emission and the newsroom that creates it by signing up for unlimited access at sfchronicle.com/pod or by downloading the San Francisco Chronicle app. So while the state has not made moves to reissue the indoor mask mandate, something that I can't help but wonder is, how much can we really take the state's guidance at face value? You know, I mean, I re-entered an indoor restaurant and bar because the state reopened, and obviously that didn't turn out well for me. So, I mean, there does seem to be a good measure of all of us calculating these personal risks, like you said, but how closely can we just take the state's guidance at face value?
I think California did really well early on. Obviously, we're seeing the results of that now. And because we were so conservative and so careful about following the rules, but through a combination of, I think, the pressure of the recall campaign on Gavin Newsom and just the general COVID fatigue for a lot of people, we reopened and kind of lifted all these rules really abruptly. To me, it felt like it was really abrupt. And I think, you know, to answer your question, I think you can trust the state, but what the state did, and I don't know if people realize this or not, they shifted the burden onto the individual. So they really said, okay, you've been doing this for 14 months, you know what you need to do. And we're at a point where we consider it safe, but you know, now it's up to you to do the things that you feel are safe at your own risk. So we're hearing more and more about these breakthrough infections. I don't know how rare they really are. And I think, you know, the main takeaway is that people need to continue to be cautious and really ease back into things. It's not just like the pandemic's not over and you can't just go back to the way things were.
And you've talked to different public health experts, disease experts. What is the best advice that you're hearing from the folks that you've talked to?
That's the thing. It changes all the time, you know. There's a group of experts at UCSF who I really trust and listen to, and they're saying, you know, we are in a good place. The Bay Area is in a really good place, but, you know, they're still exercising some caution. If you can social distance, do it. If you can throw on a mask, it's pretty harmless. If, you know, if you're going inside Trader Joe's or something, just throw on a mask. It doesn't hurt. You know, it's a minor inconvenience, but if it's going to protect you, why not? You know, just until we know for sure we're in the clear.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I'm a walking case, an example, but being fully vaccinated doesn't mean that we should be walking around worry-free, right? We still have the risks that we pose to ourselves, but also, like, the risk of transmission is still there.
Right. I mean, the vaccines are something like 90% effective, so there's still that's not 100%. in your case, you say, you said you're, when we were talking earlier, you said you were being careful, but you went to a bar indoor and kind of let your guard down. And I also had a friend who traveled recently, and same thing, you know, she got infected. She doesn't know how, but there's still unknowns because we don't know if there's long-term effects. Even if you have a mild infection, you know, even if you have a mild infection, you don't know if 2 to 3 months from now you're going to get, you know, winded walking up a hill, or, you know, there's just so little known about COVID still. You know, it's only been around for a year and a half, so there's still a lot of unknown about it.
Yeah, and of course, given my own situation, I can't help but be concerned about overconfidence and what the state is saying is safe, and just the general eagerness. Like you said, we've all been so impatient to return to normal. What are the chances of another surge? Should we be bracing ourselves for another one at this point at all?
I think for the most part, the people who are vaccinated are going to be okay. I mean, there are going to be cases like yours. And fortunately, what we're seeing with people who are vaccinated, the cases are mild. We're not seeing people go to hospitals or die like we were last year when they get infected. So the vaccines offer that protection if you do get infected. But for the most part, people who are vaccinated are not going to get infected. So what we're going to see is not so much a surge, but we're going to see pockets of infections and outbreaks in areas that have low vaccination rates. I feel like health officials have tried so hard to get people vaccinated. They've given them every opportunity. And, you know, a lot of people have chosen, are choosing not to get vaccinated. The only problem with that is, like, children under 12 can't get vaccinated. And there are people who are immunocompromised who are still vulnerable. So hopefully this will encourage more people who have been holding out to get their shots and to get vaccinated. So it does bring the infection levels down.
As someone who's been reporting on the pandemic, Aideen, like, how do you feel about where we're at this point? Do you feel optimistic, cautiously optimistic? How would you describe how we move forward at this point?
Cautiously optimistic is a really good way to put it. I was very pessimistic last year, barely left the house, thought just things were going to keep getting worse. And I feel like right now we're in a good place. 2 to 3 weeks ago, I was feeling a little bit better. Now that the Delta variant entered the picture, I'm pumping the brakes on my own personal activities and just being a little bit more careful, especially being around, you know, people who are not vaccinated. So I think we're going to get through it, and I don't think it's going to be as bad as it was last year. But personally, I'm going to continue, you know, wearing a mask when I'm around others and I don't know their vaccination status, just doing those simple things that I know will give me an extra layer of protection.
I think the messaging up to this point, at least now that we've reached this stage of the pandemic, is distancing and wearing a mask is about protecting those who are unvaccinated, since there's been so much focus on the dangers and the risks facing them. But it also seems like we are still having to protect ourselves even while we're vaccinated. Is that right?
Exactly. That's a great way of putting it.
Aideen, thank you so much. There's still a lot of things to clarify, and I appreciate you talking us through it.
Thank you so much.
I'd like to thank my guest, Aideen Vaziri, for talking through this confusing pandemic transition with me. You can check out more of his COVID-19 reporting now on sfchronicle.com. Thank you to King Kaufman, who produced this episode. Perhaps use my story as a cautionary tale. Stay safe out there. We'll see you tomorrow.